Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Stephen Medun.
This is Jeff Ellis, and it is Wednesday, November 30th, 2011. Hi!
Episode 7.39, Jeffrey, the Week 13 preview show.
The finish line is on the horizon.
No, no finish lines.
We're so close.
Are we so close?
I could smell the playoffs. Yeah, so I could taste the playoffs.
I'm going to make sure that everything is recorded properly today. I've gotten some damning emails from people saying that I was a wuss to use the end of the show recording.
Fiasco,
to make you lose the challenge game. And I was like, wow, thanks.
That's pretty harsh.
I mean,
Steve is a lot
7 years that I've been giving the people my best.
Earning your trust, earning your love.
And this is how I get treated.
Wow. So, you know, people, I'm the first one to throw them under a bus. So if I don't, you best not.
Yeah,
okay?
that was kind of wild. So anyway, I want to make sure that everything is recorded. I'm actually going to spend some time tonight at midnight after the girls are asleep and Trish is asleep and everyone's put to sleep. I'm going to come out here to the Rave Cave. I'm going to go through all the audio of that
day. Drive all the way back.
Yes, all the way to the Rave Cave.
Why
I'm
going
to go through because
That's
I'm
going
to go through every
There's
bit of audio.
Closures.
I am going to find audio evidence that I picked Arizona over St. Louis.
Okay, you do that, and we'll do this first.
Bringing American football to the world, it's Stephen Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Stephen, we've had our issue with late-night freeway closures, and I don't think you want to be out, okay?
I was a little heated there. I got a little heated.
I understand.
I get heated when people call me out. I got to, like, step it up.
I know. You get defensive.
Kind of like Ndamukong Suh a little bit. You know, people call him out, and he's got to go.
Says dumb stuff.
He's got to stomp on people, and I just feel like stomping on.
And then defend himself.
And then say, well, I didn't really stomp it. I just tried to get out of the way from the situation. That's what I'm just trying. Wow. So anyway, Sue is appealing his suspension.
Of course he is. Because according to his teammates, he has
to. No, he doesn't have to. He could say, you know what?
I was a boob.
And I was a punk. And I shouldn't have stomped anybody. And you know what? I'm getting 2-game suspension. I deserve it.
Take my medicine like a man.
But he's not taking his medicine. No. And I really hope the commissioner does not back down and keeps him with the 2-game suspension.
Okay, James?
Yeah.
Okay, you'll want to hear this. I want to thank the 1954 likers on Facebook.
Oh, so it's 1954.
We got past World War II, thank God. And so now, this day in history, November 30th, 1954. This is, by the way, folks, for those who missed the last show, we're marching this into 2012.
Okay?
We've got to get past 2012 likers on Facebook.
2011.
No, 2011 is now.
Yes.
So this day in history, 2011, I can still do.
There will be no day in history for 2011 because you will be on that day.
I can tell you what happened earlier. I can tell you what I had for breakfast.
Okay.
So we've got to get into the future where I can no longer play this dumb game.
Yes, let's get rid of
this game. James, are you listening?
So, James, please find 58 people who will like us on Facebook so we don't have to do this anymore, please.
Okay, on this day in history, the first meteorite known to strike a human. Poor Liz Hodges.
Woman.
No, a human.
Oh,
I actually researched it.
So it's a human.
Why they specified a woman, I don't know. Just
because
if you don't know that
Liz is
a female's name.
Yeah, I don't know if a man has hit before.
Oh, maybe men don't get hit by meteors because we're too cool.
There you go.
What's that? So, Liz Hodges of Sykolusa, Alabama, was hit by a meteorite. Yeah. On November 30th, 2:54 p.m. in 1954.
Since this is a football show, wouldn't you go with the 20th Heisman Trophy Award being awarded to Wisconsin fullback Alan Amici?
You looked at the what else happened on this day because you didn't like Liz. What do you got against Liz?
Well, this is a football
show. She was hit
by
a meteor. That's pretty cool. The first human to ever in recorded history.
Oh, I got hit by a meteor, James. That's pretty cool.
It captured the world's attention.
Did it?
Yes. This
kind
was a
like
world
the,
story.
The little girl that baby Jessica fell in the well?
Whale.
Not in the whale.
That was Jonah. Damn it. That wasn't a whale. It was a big fish.
In the well.
Yes, like the little girl fell in the well. This story made it all around the world.
Did she die?
No, she was badly bruised. Fortunately, she's napping on the couch at nearly 3 o'clock in the afternoon in Alabama. I guess that's what you do this time of year in Alabama.
In Alabama.
And the meteor crashed through her roof, bounced off her GE radio and hit her in the side hard enough to leave a very huge bruise.
Yeah.
It was the size of a They said it was the size of a grapefruit.
Okay.
This piece of meteor. And she walked away from the incident.
That's an actual pretty large meteor. Because
you don't want to be hit by anything.
Meteors are usually like
a little speck.
Yeah, little small marble size.
Which can still kill you if
yes,
it hit
it can.
You in the head.
Right, directly. So, but this was it ricocheted and it hit her.
Fortunately, her GE radio probably took most of the damage.
I still like the Heisman Trophy Award, the 20th time it was ever given out.
Write in and let me know, folks, how much you loved hearing about this first meteorite known to hit a human.
All right. Otherwise, just find 58 other people to sign up and like us on Facebook, and we'll be
good. I hope that doesn't happen too soon, because I sure am enjoying this game.
Yes.
All right. That's what I got. What else is going on in the news?
I actually hope we get stuck in 1974.
Yeah, was that a good year for you?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that we can choose from.
For today.
Oh, that's right. This is today.
It's this day in history. So we have 1954 Likers today.
Yes.
So I told you what happened today.
I get it now. I get it. Now
well, I didn't know
it
was Trisha's special episode special. It was complicated.
It was. Well,
didn't
real
realize.
Quickly, some other news. Stevie Johnson fined $10,000.
For his little six-shooter imitation of Plaxico and then his jet crash.
That's pretty big. For a first-time
offender? First-time offender, that's where it starts.
Doesn't it start at 5,000?
Might start at 5. I don't know. But he tried to offend somebody twice. He did a double foul.
He offended
foul.
Two different people.
Exactly.
Is that it?
And he did it in New York, didn't he?
Yes.
There you go. That's three people. You got Fireman Ed right there that
that's
you're mocking.
That's a lot of dollars for pretending to shoot yourself in the leg.
Well, it's better than shooting yourself in the leg and spending 2 years in prison.
I would think that's more embarrassing, but
well, dude, why don't you have any cash? Because I mimic Plaxico Burress, and so I don't got any meal money
exactly.
this week. Wow, you suck.
So
we got bigger news than that. Even the sale of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jacksonville Jaguars are being sold to Shad, not Shahid, as I
right.
heard it pronounced by
several people in the
several
media.
People in the media. Shad
Look it up, people. It's
Khan.
There. Everything's in Wikipedia, okay? If you can't find it in Wikipedia, it doesn't exist.
Khan, and at the same time, Jack Del Rio ousted out of Jacksonville.
Actually, prior to that.
Surprise!
You got to come see today's 5-Minute
yeah,
Football
if you,
Fix.
If you do not normally watch the Fix, you got to watch it
today. Plus, we have gratuitous Tebow.
Gratuitous Tebow. Yeah, you know what? Just for that, I actually posted.
Let's
on
blow
Google,
these numbers up just to prove a
I
point.
I actually on Google Plus just said, you know what? I said, you know, if you don't normally watch the Fix, yeah, come watch today. You
we
come
did
watch
gratuitous
today.
Tebow, which is like gratuitous nudity, only it's of the evangelical variety.
Yes, it was
where
good
we basically
stuff.
Just said his name to get him in the notes to make the numbers artificially inflate.
Well, when he trends, it's a good thing,
and he's always trending, dude.
It's a good
I,
thing.
Look. When I had dinner with that person who I'm hoping might get us some contacts last Wednesday,
yes,
all she wanted to talk about was Tim Tebow.
Really?
All she wanted to talk about. And you know why?
Why?
Because she's a Christian.
And does she like Tim Tebow?
Of course she does.
Would she have his babies?
Well, she was pregnant with her husband's child.
Well,
so
she's married. You didn't tell me she was married.
It's best that she not get double pregnant.
Okay.
That's generally
best.
That
would be weird. That would be a little weird.
That's a sci-fi movie right there. Steve and I come up with more movies idea per hour than any people you could imagine. So screenwriters, down in your luck, follow us,
yes,
honestly.
Follow us. We'll give you
we'll
some ideas.
Just fill your head with so much nonsense. Steve's most recent is to go to an alien planet. And harvest their natural
well, because
resources.
Because aliens are always coming to our planet to
yeah,
take our natural resources.
Why don't we go
resources.
To an alien planet?
Let's do that. Let's do a sci-fi about 50 years in the future where we're running out of
and
what, Jeff? We're running out of
coal.
Coal. There you go.
And we're pissed off at these people, at these Martians.
Yes.
And so we invade their country
well,
and we start.
No, let's not go to Mars. Let's go to, like, Saturn.
I said Martians. So
okay.
Saturnians? So,
whatever.
I'm
yeah.
just using the generic form of Martian.
You know what?
Lowercase M in Martian here.
A Jupiter moon called Miranda. How about that? We get to put my last name in the movie.
Jupiter Miranda?
There's
Jupiter
a moon.
Mirandians.
No, there's a moon.
Jupiter has several moons, actually. I think there's
yes,
more than one.
Yes, there's several moons, and one of them is called Miranda.
We're way too close to Caltech to be talking this kind of nonsense. By the way,
they're probably monitoring right now. So like, those two guys
no,
are talking about
idiots.
Planets
there's three and
again.
A half moons. They're such idiots. God,
Jeff,
I hate them.
Let's talk about thumbs. I want to talk
right.
about thumbs. You see mine?
The thing that differentiates us
I got
from
I got nice
most
thumbs.
Primates, right?
Look,
right?
Look, okay.
You do have beautiful thumbs.
Well, Cutler has a thumb problem.
Well, he's had surgery.
And now Josh Freeman has a thumb problem. Now, we knew about his thumb problem because the Saints said. Yes, it was sprained at
Bucks.
But nobody told us why. Yeah, but the Saints made the Bucks put him on the injury report.
Oh, they're like, dude, he's walking around with a brace on his
thumb,
hand.
But he's not in the injury report.
Oh, yeah, he's got a sprained thumb. And then all I said last week was, there is no velocity on his passes.
Well, it turns out he had a gun incident. He was at a shooting range firing a gun during the bye week after the game in London.
Now, he's got all the credentials to be a gun guy.
Yes.
He's got the same story
but
I do.
But he had a mishap, and messed up his
sprained
thumb.
This is my point.
Thumb.
So he's got the same credentials I do. Raised by a father who was very into guns, whose father was into guns. This is a generational kind of hobby thing and everything. And so for Josh, he's at the range where he's a member, just like I, and we do responsible shooting here.
Yes.
We don't encourage any irresponsibility around guns.
Don't just go shooting out in the park
or
something.
Or indoors. Don't go to a range. You know how many people I've seen show up at the range and like, I want to shoot.
Yeah.
Rent me a gun and some ammo and show me where I could shoot. Like, have you ever handled a firearm before? Oh, it's so hard. You pull the trigger. Get out. And so, honestly, you go through a very basic process. In fact, there was a guy who basically, you go through a little test of handling a gun. They have a very basic test. And what he did is he pointed it right at the gal behind the counter. It's not loaded.
Right, but still.
I knocked it out of his hand. Instinctively, I knocked it out of his hands. It goes flying across the room. And she says, you failed the test. And the guy's like, "What? I didn't do it. I knew it wasn't loaded. Yeah, you just double failed. Goodbye.
Yeah.
So Josh Freeman's very responsible with guns. However, he called it a recoil accident on a gun.
Okay.
I don't know what he's shooting. Now, he could own any gun he wants, being a rich guy.
Yes.
But, I mean, unless it's a Deagle 50, I don't know what's going to get you the recoil to injure your thumb.
Wow. That's
so what seems most likely to me with semi-automatic handguns is when you rack them, if you're not careful, you can roll it over your thumb.
Either way, he is in the past four games that all been losses, by the way. He's thrown only 5 touchdown passes, and he has thrown 6 interceptions.
And he's looked horrible.
And he's fumbled a couple times.
He has nothing on his passes.
Yeah. Jay Cutler's coming out
and
saying
it'll be affecting my pick this week.
That his thumb surgery might mean he is out
for
the rest
season.
Of the season.
Which we kind of speculated.
It's not official yet. But when he is coming around saying, I have to be smart about it, and, you know, obviously I want to play, but...
I want to play bot. Sorry about murdering your husband, but...
Should we congratulate Cutler on his engagement again?
His re-engagement?
Yes, his re-engagement to Kristen Cavallari.
You're being very cavalier about
She's very...
Cavallari about that.
Nice, actually.
Yeah, she's very nice. You know what's funny about most young athletes, Stephen, is they date very nice
very
women.
Nice. Well, nice, yes.
Funny thing about being young and rich.
She was she's a reality star.
Oh, well, you know, I don't watch enough
Laguna
television.
Laguna Beach, The Real Women of Orange County.
I've actually heard of that show, but I'm from Orange County, so
yes,
I would
Yes, there you
that.
Go. So anyways, apparently he had engaged, then he called it off, and now they're engaged again. And she tweeted about it, so it must be real.
I see.
Yeah.
I see. Well, you know, and something that's gone underreported is I try and stay balanced about my Jay Cutler.
Yes. You like him. Come on. Deep down inside. You want to hang out with the dude. You hung out with the dude. All right. There you go. Now, one more thing, Jeffrey.
The thing I was going to say, Stephen, that's gone underreported is that apparently, his thumb injury is such that it could actually sever a vein in his hand.
Well, I've got one more thumb injury to report.
I'm just saying, people aren't saying that about Cutler.
Right.
So there's a lot of people put in the same camp as Ben Roethlisberger and say Ben's a tough guy and Jay's a pussy.
Well,
it's like, no, that's
Denver
not true.
Bronco rookie sensation Von Miller.
Love Von Miller. He is that defense.
He underwent surgery today for his thumb.
But he's defense.
He had a strain.
Wrap it.
Yeah, you could rack it. He had a strained ligament in his left thumb, but he is expected to play this week against
it
Minnesota.
Is totally different being a quarterback
it is.
With
well,
a thumb
he doesn't have
than
to
playing
throw.
Defense.
He doesn't have to throw the ball. I get it, but still.
Who's thumper on the Cowboys that's running around?
Sean Lee. The club.
Speaking of rookies,
he's got the club.
The club and thump.
Yeah.
He's got a big old club on his hand. He's playing fantastic football right now for the Cowboys. So what other news has happened since we last chatted with people?
Pretty much is it.
Although we probably handled – Monday we did a podcast. So we probably did the Jaguars thing on then, didn't we?
I don't think we did, actually.
It broke in the morning.
Did it?
Yeah, we had to have covered this already.
Well, that happened yesterday, Jeff.
It was Tuesday. It was Tuesday. Nothing ever happens on Tuesdays in the NFL.
And a lot happened yesterday.
Oh, by the way, Dan Orlovsky's going to start a quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts.
Oh, and by the way, they fired their defensive coordinator, Larry Coyer, the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah, that's going to make you better. Not.
So anyways, the Philadelphia Eagles have pretty much ruled out Michael Vick and Jeremy Maclin for tomorrow night's game against the Seahawks.
And
I'm a little worried. I'm a little worried because I kind of got a sense of which games you're picking.
If you had a sense of what games I picked, you would follow me on my picks and you'd be doing a lot better in your picks.
Ouch. Wow. You're coming deep, Trey. You're coming deep right there.
Well, you know, that's what donkeys do.
I'm not being donkey when I say you cut me deep. You're Shrek. Oh. You're the big, mean, green, fat ogre.
I am fat.
That's what you are.
Mean. I'm not an ogre.
You're an ogre, Shrek.
But I'm not green.
James, can you paint Jeff green so I can call him Shrek? He's being a mean, nasty ogre right now.
This is an audio medium, so we're not going to use that on the green screen as far as a slide.
Can you put a green picture on a green screen, James?
No.
Yeah, you can.
Why can't they down at PAC TV LA?
Because we're wearing green. We can't wear green. You can put a green picture.
Because it's actually black once you key it out.
Yeah, you can put anything on there.
Yes.
But you can't be wearing green. The next show, what I'm going to do is I'm going to wear a green shirt, and I'm going to, like, pretty much most of the show, I'm just going to be like this, and you're just going to see my head.
Well, we had the problem with the poppies for Remembrance Month.
Yes.
And we were wearing them, and they were keying out our chest. People were able to see through our chest.
Yes, that was pretty funny.
And that was funny, so they changed it to a blue screen, and I had a blue hanky, and that made my chest. So I had to take my hanky out of my pocket. Yes. Did you see
Jeff
Prime
cried.
With his dual hankies?
Yeah, they made fun of him, actually. Mooch made fun of him.
It looked cool. It was working. I may have to go dual hankies one of these days.
Mooch finally made fun of him, and he took one out.
Look, the silk hankies rock the place, dude. They make the man.
All right, let's get to it, Jennifer, because we got 16 games to talk about.
Well, I'm going to interrupt you.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to agree with every single game you pick except one, and then that's going to force you to make that the challenge game. How about that? How about we do that?
Well, how about I change my mind after you change your mind?
You just make all the picks?
Okay.
And I'll agree with you.
Okay.
And then I will pick which one I'm going to go different on. How about that?
Well, then I got a great idea. I'm taking the Philadelphia Eagles to start.
Oh, come on. Dude, you said you were taking Seattle. You were taking the Seahawks.
I'll make that the challenge game. And every time the Seattle Seahawks have been your challenge
team, I'm not taking Seattle.
You've lost.
I'm not taking I've got the Eagles.
This is my point. I would take the Eagles. I mean, I would take the Seahawks because I think they're the smarter play this week.
I'm sorry.
This game is a coin toss. Thursday Night Football on NFL Network.
I know.
It's a crap game.
Yeah, you got Eagles. As someone said, I'd much rather see a real Seahawk fight a real Eagle.
Okay. That was the best Twitter response we had. And on Facebook, we had some good ones here. And I posted and asked, this Thursday's Eagles at Seahawks game is so bad that... And then everybody chimed in, and it was pretty funny. So here's some of my favorites. It's for the birds. Get it? For the birds.
Yes.
Thank you. I'll be here all week. Tip your waitress. It's so bad that my Sky Plus box is refusing to record it. It's so bad ESPN called to swap it for Monday night's game.
I like that one a lot. That UCLA could beat both teams.
No, and they got rolled by USC 50-0, for people who don't know. I decided to go watch the new Twilight film instead, Lance McCormick said. Thank you, Lance McCormick.
But finally, someone who's like me, James McNamee on Twitter, says, so bad that I will be watching it anyway because I love football.
There's a lot of that. Wes Fens is so bad that Browns fans will tune in thinking that their team is playing. Matthew Torrington. The Make-A-Wish Foundation can't give away tickets to the game. Oh, that made James laugh.
Even James laughed at that one.
American Bird Conservatory should be notified.
So, you know what? The funny thing is that when I was looking at this schedule, this week's schedule,
a few weeks ago during the show,
I actually wanted to. Why? Because there's a good one for today on 19.
I don't know, but I get a look and do it again.
But, Jeff, look, check it out. Is is I wanted to make this the Angry Bird Bowl, but I can't even stoop that far for Angry Birds.
Yeah, no, you don't want to get them dirty because you know what? There's only two things, good thing that come from Finland. One of them, you know, the Nokia phone.
It's no good no more.
No, it's not more. Yeah. But, and the Angry Bird.
And the Angry Birds, yes. I love those guys from Finland. They were awesome. Anyways, so let's start. Thursday night football, Philadelphia
TGIT,
at Seattle.
Except for this week.
4-7 at 4-7. The Eagles are actually favored in this game by 3.
Why not?
I've got the Eagles, Jeff, and
I've got the Seahawks.
You really do?
You've got to take the home team when there's two bad teams playing each other, and they are. You take the home team, especially on a short week, especially when features the 12th man and a very hostile environment.
Vince Young coming back to face Pete
Carroll.
Young
better. I agree. Last time Vince Young faced Pete Carroll, it was 1997 in the Rose Bowl. 2004 in the Rose Bowl.
2003, 2004.
I was at your apartment, Stephen.
You were.
I was at your apartment watching this legendary Rose Bowl match.
It was a great
game. Of the
game.
USC Trojans versus the University of Texas Longhorns at our Rose Bowl here in beautiful Pasadena. And it was
2006.
This was Tim Tebow.
2006 Rose Bowl.
2006. Tim Tebow today is what Vince Young was back then. Yeah. It's like Vince Young had the ball at the end of the game, and we all knew what was going to happen. Texas will win. Somehow, some way, he's going to get it done. He's going to put this entire freaking team on his shoulders and carry them to victory, and that's exactly what Vince Young did. And now Vince Young comes to the Emerald City to face off with Coach Carroll again. And PETA admitted it yesterday on SiriusXM. He admitted it. He says he doesn't have real fond memories of Vince Young.
No. Jeff, Vince Young threw 267 yards
and
rushed for 200 yards in that game. He threw for 267, and then he ran for another 200.
Dude, you're responsible for nearly 500
yards
of total offense.
Oh, and he scored 3 rushing TDs in that game.
Yeah, I remember the final one.
The final one was
screaming my head off.
Yeah, it was.
But wasn't it rather Tebow-esque? I mean, he threw bad. He's a better thrower than Tebow.
Yeah.
However, when he gets outside the pocket and stuff and it's the end of the game, you're like, you guys are screwed. You guys are so screwed.
2006, man.
That was a great time. This is a long time ago. 5 years ago, dude.
But anyway, I got the Eagles. I cannot, in good conscience, after watching them lose a 17-7 lead in the fourth quarter to the Washington freaking Redskins.
Washington Generals.
Pick the Seattle Seahawks.
I'm going to call the Redskins the Generals for the rest of the year. The Washington Generals.
So we haven't even sorted these or anything.
They're unsortable, Stephen. When you have a line where the home team is favored by over 20 points,
come on,
they should probably be sorted.
Sunday night football, Detroit at New Orleans, got to be up. Get on this.
That's epic. I agree, but we can't move them. We don't have time.
Come
on, we'd have to stop.
No,
and
we
you've
don't
stop. Pick up your
we
kid
just, we just
you're
do
already
it.
Gotta be late.
We just do it right
okay, tell
now.
Tell me now what? Tell me what? Talk to me. I'm waiting.
Okay, well, can you let me put it in outline mode first?
You're not even in outline mode?
Detroit. Okay, so next game we're going to talk about. Juego Grande Estupendo. El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana. You got to give him one.
All right.
The Detroit Lions travel to New Orleans to face the Saints Sunday night. How come Sunday night football always got some great games and then Monday night football just got some nasty ugliness, man?
What happened was the deal that Walt Disney Company, ABC, ESPN had with the NFL is older than the deal that NBC had.
That's true. NBC said, we want some flex scheduling.
And as a result,
we want to get some good games.
We're going to get good games.
Yeah, and ESPN this week has San Diego 4-7 at Jacksonville 3-8.
You truly have a game probably worse than this Thursday's game.
Yes.
And that's really hard to fathom.
As a matter of fact, I'm going to go on record. I'd much rather watch Thursday night 4-7 Philly at 4-7 Seattle.
Which is why
than
the guy,
San Diego at Jacksonville.
I think it was McCormick who said on Facebook that ESPN contacted them to see if they could swap the games. That's how bad Thursday night game is. ESPN's like, I'll trade you.
Yeah, I'll trade you.
I got something worse. I got worse.
All right. Anyways, Detroit 7-4. New Orleans 8-3. New Orleans off that thumping of the New York Giants on Monday Night Football.
Who that? Who that? Who that? Who that? Who that say they gonna beat them Saints?
The Detroit Lions say they're going to beat
mistaken. Them
Saints.
They're gravely mistaken.
The Detroit Lions say they're going to beat them Saints.
The over-under is 54.5.
Go over.
Take the over,
go
friends.
Over. Go over.
The Saints right will put up 45 by themselves.
The fact that the Detroit Lions will most likely be without Ndamukong Suh, I do not believe his suspension is going to be
they
lifted.
They have accelerated the appeal process. It will be heard before Sunday.
All right, but he's
which
not
means playing. He's going to remain suspended.
Yeah, he's going to remain suspended.
It's minimally. They'll drop it to a game if it's changed
and he's still
at all.
Miss this game.
And he misses this
he's
game.
He's going to miss this game. So no Suh for this game. So that means Drew Brees is going to be a little bit more comfortable in the pocket.
But trust,
I still
that's
think
still a good
with
defense.
Vanden Bosch and Fairley and stuff, they're still going to get after him a little bit. But I did you see what they did to the Giants? I mean, it was just and once again, I said this on the 5 Minute Football Fix. I'll say it again here, Jeff. At home, New Orleans, 42 points per game. On the road, only 24.
I thought, you know, we don't have research assistants here. We can't afford them.
Yeah.
So we do our own. And Steven dug this one up on his own and did the math and crunched the numbers and said, look, this is the bottom line. There's a 40% point reduction when you play on the road.
You're not beating New Orleans at home. If you want to beat New Orleans, you better get them in
get
your
them
house.
Get them out of their house. Exactly.
Yeah, get them in your house.
And you got
and
a
then
chance.
You, can beat them. You got a chance to beat them.
You still probably won't, but you got a chance.
You get them in their house, it's not going to be possible.
Steven,
so,
what's Greg Williams going to do with this New Orleans defense that is clearly playing below their abilities?
Well,
honestly, I'm very concerned about New Orleans for that reason.
I'm not. I think the reason they went out and got the players that they got is to say, you know what? They went out and got a Darren Sproles, and they drafted Mark Ingram, and it was all like, look.
That's offense.
Our defense can hold some people sometimes, but more likely than not, we're going to give up some points. And they found that out when they played Seattle last year. They gave up some points. And so
don't
what
bring
they,
up that game.
And so what they said to themselves is, we got to score more.
Always outscore your opponent no matter what.
Doesn't matter. If the defense has a great game and they only give up 50, 17 points, that's all right because we're going to put up 30.
So I'm looking
if a defense gives up 28, that's all right because we're going to put up 30.
So I'm looking at the helmets up here, and I see the New England Patriots that can score as many points as they want.
Yes.
Can they outscore New England?
But here's the deal. Once again, you picked a great team because it's not like the Patriots' defense is all that fantastic.
It's not. So you're going to have 80 points in the game.
I forgot who it was because I want to give proper credit. I think it was Dave Damashek, who I'm starting to like a little bit more.
Yeah, you used
from
to hate
him. I used to hate Dave Damashek. It's making me fun. He's like saying, and the game could be either Saints, Patriots, or Packers, Patriots in the Super Bowl, and with no defenses, it could be 120 to 118.
Not and that's likely.
It's like that's what would happen. It's going to be a shoot. Games are going to be shootouts.
And at that point, I take the NFC club because they have the playmakers on defense.
Yeah, they do.
They have playmakers.
They do.
They don't have overall good defenses, but they have playmakers. They have the Charles Woodson types.
You know what? Right now, if you look at the four division leaders in the NFC, I would think that any four of the division winners in the AFC right now, if you just look at the helmet.
I'm looking at the helmets.
Four division winners.
Four
right
division
now.
Winners.
Leaders.
Right
four division leaders right now.
They're going to win the division.
They will. Those four division
Dallas,
leaders.
Green Bay, New Orleans, San Francisco.
Those four division leaders, I believe, will beat pretty much any four division leaders in the AFC right now.
I think you're right.
You know, the
San Francisco.
People will say, but the Ravens just beat England. San Francisco. Let's get them on a neutral site, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
On a full week. Let's not have San Francisco go to Baltimore with 4 days rest.
Well, Ray Lewis is going to be in there then, too.
Don't matter. Let's
Fine.
Get them
Bring
on a neutral
Ray Lewis.
Field.
I want Ray Lewis there,
I do
too.
Want him in there.
Exactly. But my biggest mismatch to me is the Patriots 49ers.
That would probably be difficult. But you know what? The Niners defense is pretty good.
They've got
the
a fantastic
fact that they
defense.
Held the Ravens to 16 points in Baltimore when the Ravens are scoring 31 points per game
people
in Baltimore.
People forget that little factoid that they held you to half
of what you're normally scoring.
That means that they did something
That's
right.
That's a pretty good defense that they got
and
in
by the
in
way,
San Francisco.
They lost a key guard in the game and had to move some guys around, and Alex Smith got sacked 9 times.
And
that's not going to happen.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting football.
Steven,
lots
this is why I just can't wait for the playoffs. I just want to get to the playoffs.
No, not yet. I
but
want
once
to
we
see
get
some
to
games.
The playoffs, then I'm sad because the season's almost over, and I hate
Detroit
that.
Detroit at New Orleans. Who you got?
Detroit, New Orleans, duh.
All right, we both have the Saints. Moving on. Now we'll just do them in order. How about that?
That's preferred, okay. Since people don't want to listen to us drag and drop teams.
Oh, no. Can we move Cincinnati and Pittsburgh up? Because that's going to be good. Let's move that one up, and then we'll be good. So the next game is going to be a game of the week. Got to make sure you try and watch it. The Cincinnati Bengals travel to the Pittsburgh Steelers, 7-4 at 8-3. Similar records. And at that point, while we're at it, move Atlanta, Houston to right behind.
We are going to do that thing we just said we weren't going to do.
So there you go. Then we're done. Those are the last two I'm changing.
And those are pretty damn good games.
So let's take a look at the Cincinnati Bengals traveling to Pittsburgh to face the Steelers. Now, the Steelers are hot on the heels of the Baltimore Ravens.
You got to move Green Bay and New York up.
Okay. Move Green Bay and New York up.
Underneath Atlanta.
Here's the thing with Cincinnati. Now, I think they can win this game. I do. The problem is...
they won't. What, I take your joke?
Yeah, you did.
Oh, I didn't pimp your joke. You were going to say something.
No.
You were going to give a reason.
They won't. They won't. They should have taken care of the Pittsburgh Steelers when they had them in Cincinnati just a couple
weeks
ago.
This is a life lesson. Always take care of your business at home.
Take care of your business at
Always.
Home.
Whether it's laying a deuce... or whether it's, you know, wrapping a Christmas present. Yes. Always take care of your business at home.
There are some things, though, that I like to take care of outside of the home usually.
But the ones aforementioned would not be amongst them.
Since I'm married to your sister, I will not talk about such things.
Okay, I would appreciate that, I guess. I can't imagine what they are, but guess what? I'm not going to try. It's the fun about my imagination is I can control it.
There you go. I got the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're at home. They're coming off a game where they didn't look too hot.
They nearly lost to the Kansas City Chiefs.
And I think
I'm not going to call them the Chiefs anymore. They're going to be the Chiefs.
The Chiefs?
Because they're just bad. Chiefies. They're Chiefies.
What is
they chife my
what
hide.
Is the because the Chief is like the highest of the tribe.
Well, it's
so
the
what's the lowest tribe? What is the lowest member of the tribe?
Oh, that would have been me, an Indian guy.
Would
guys.
That be a totem? Can they be the Kansas City Totems?
The bottom of the totem pole.
The bottom of the totem pole. Because that's how they're playing
right
now.
They'd be the totem that gets stuck in the ground. They'd be the pole.
You know what?
They get
buried. They're not even the totem because there's a lot of mystical significance to the totem pole in Indian tribes.
That we can't understand.
So that's too powerful for the Chiefs. They can't
great
even,
spirit. Oh, no, that'd be good, too, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Let's just get out of this ancient Indian burial ground
all right.
area here.
So I got a Pittsburgh Steelers.
It'd be an Indian burial ground.
You got Cincinnati?
Yeah.
No.
You tried to trick me.
You got Cincinnati. You said, yeah.
I'm thinking about Indian burial grounds, and you just slid that right in there. And you want to give me $20,000? Yeah. Okay, let's move on. It's all in the intonation and the tone, Stephen.
Look,
no episode.
I got to be very careful with, you know, my picks now. I got to be
careful.
You got me thinking about how
I'm being
careful.
Careful with your picks from week one.
Oh man.
Steven, your picks, you used
you
to
know
be
what?
The king.
If when I catch you, Jeff, because I'm probably not going to catch you in the overall picks. I'm down like 14 right now. So I'm probably not going to catch you there.
Yeah.
But I catch you in the challenge game, I'm going to dance around naked over you. That's probably what I'm going to do.
That's gross. Can I eat a spider? How about my notes in the Jeff's powerful rankings the other week that if the Buccaneers win this game, I'll build a pirate ship in my butt?
Yeah, that was
I that thought was that was a little funny. Clever. I don't get – you know, people –
did they win?
Go on. No. Okay. No.
Because
we're talking about Josh Freeman now,
yeah,
remember?
That's true.
They're horrible right now.
Because you still owe some people some tattoos on your butt.
Yeah.
When are you going to get
those?
My
wife and I have actually picked the tat shop.
Really?
What's up, James? Why so silent?
Yeah. You can say
it. We are recording.
What?
We give you a chance.
What are you going to say? Where did you go? Oh, okay.
Wow, he didn't. That means he went outdoors. Dan
did
Patrick
you go
covered
outdoors?
That. Dan Patrick covered that today.
Did you go outdoors? In my rave cave.
Dan Patrick covered this on today's Dan Patrick show.
Does Dan Patrick go outside?
Of course he doesn't. Everyone else does.
Of course he doesn't.
Paulie
does?
And all the Danettes are like, every guy does this. Everybody does this. They're like, first of all, have you never played golf? They use the same argument I have. Have you never played golf? And DP's like, I play golf all the time.
Yes.
Says,
what golf courses do you go to?
Well,
the golf courses I play have bathrooms.
Yeah, but that's never when I have to go to the bathroom. And I'll be damned if I'm going to make my game any worse by having to go when I'm hitting.
Right.
You're out in the middle of nowhere. Yes. Go hide behind a tree and take a leak. This is written reference to the guy peeing on the sideline, the kicker, last week, which was fantastic. And all
Nick
the guys,
Novak, he relieved himself, and then he couldn't relieve the San Diego Chargers.
Well, his kick leaked to the left.
Yeah, who said that?
That was Dan Patrick, I think.
No, it was
Rich Eisen. Rich Eisen said it.
Was it Rich Eisen?
Yeah, it was Orr Mooch. It was one of the guys in NFL Network.
Who was doing the recap of
yeah.
it. No! It was TJ, ESPN, Tom Jackson.
Tom Jackson.
He's the one who's like, during come on, man!
You know, if there's anybody out of all the NFL pundits out there that I could hang out with and would want to talk football intelligently with, it would be Tom Jackson.
Tom Jackson.
The guy is an island. If there's anybody I want to make me laugh, I'm pretty sure it might be Mike Irvin. Yeah. He was on DP this morning.
Yeah,
I was in stitches.
So you got Cincinnati, right?
Yes.
All right.
He did it again!
All right. So
no, I've got Pittsburgh.
You got Pittsburgh. Okay, so we both have Pittsburgh Steelers.
Here's one where I'm going to root for a team I didn't choose.
Really?
I'm going to root like hell for Cincinnati. Andy Dalton, man. Rookie of the year. I'm so excited for him.
Yeah, I almost took the Bengals. But I figured
you
would make this a challenge game. And I remember the last time Steelers – Bengals was the challenge game, and I have nightmares
much.
Of that. So I'm not making. I'm not
you
sure.
You remember
I'm
way too much. Okay.
Apparently, I do. The Atlanta Falcons at 7-4 travel to Houston to face the Houston Texans at 8-3, and Houston sends T.J. Yates to the field.
If you can't send a good quarterback, send T.J. Yates.
Now Houston has signed Kellen Clemens to be the backup,
and
behind them, Jake Delhomme again. What was his name? Didn't someone call him like Interceptosaurus?
You used to.
Jake or something.
Big mistake, Jake. There was a lot of Interceptosaurus. I like Jake Delhomme alone again. My wife came up with that one. God bless
Jake
her.
Jake Delhomme alone again.
Yep.
Well, he is going to be the third string now in Houston.
Yep.
So the over-under in Vegas is 5 minutes into the second quarter. T.J. Yates being healthy or getting injured before then
that's
or after.
Sarcasm,
then.
But that's funny.
I'm serious.
No, it's not.
Okay,
There's
it's
no
not
such
serious.
Thing.
But, I mean, Jeff, wouldn't you? Would you put that over or under? Is he going to stay healthy?
Over. You got to go with probability. You've already lost two quarterbacks.
Yes.
What's the chance you're going to lose a third?
That offensive line.
That offensive line is
struggling right now.
Sure. But is that the reason that Leinart got hurt? Leinart was back there, I don't know, about 12 yards in the pocket when he got hurt.
Yeah,
he
got
drilled. Is that on your offensive
line?
No,
he got drilled.
I mean, he had dropped so far back to make that pass that it was ridiculous. So
I got Atlanta. I'm sorry. I'm not taking Houston.
I got Atlanta, too, Steven.
With a third-string quarterback.
And I will probably, again, be rooting against myself because I want to see the Texans succeed very badly.
I do, too. And like I said, I guaranteed the Texans making the playoffs a long time ago.
This is a game where I like both teams a lot, and
I am sorry.
Wish them well.
I saw how that Houston offense played.
Barely.
In the second half against the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Yeah.
They were awful.
Where are the Jaguars at Jeff's powerful rankings?
Like 29.
They're 30th, I think.
Are they 30th now?
30th.
Well, all I know is they're bad.
I moved Cleveland up despite losing because I felt guilty because I had him 30th.
but they played 31st. Cincinnati tough.
And it was like, well, it was just, it's not, you can't have four wins and be the second or worst team in the NFL. You can't.
Yeah.
When the team below you has no wins and there's a bunch of people who've only won two games, it just doesn't seem fair.
But the thing about that Houston game.
Yeah.
Against the Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah, they were on the road, but they did absolutely nothing in the second half against the Jacksonville Jaguars defense that had been allowing a lot of points.
Yeah.
So that scares me a little bit. And now you're telling me you're going to send them against the Atlanta Falcons. Matty Ryan is not only going to score. I'm sorry. Jacksonville only scored 13 points. That's why they lost.
Yeah,
Atlanta's going to score a lot
got
more
31
than 13 points. I guarantee you Atlanta puts up
Houston's
more.
Houston's defense, though, is really their ace
they
in
are.
The hole right now, Steven.
They are.
So if
but
they
Jeffrey,
can keep...
as every time you play defense wins championships, I also tell you, yeah, but you got to score points.
You do say that, and I like the fact that defense wins championships. This is a regular season game. Seriously.
There you go.
When it comes down to a championship game, I go in with the defense because offenses in the biggest games in the world tend to sputter, especially in the beginning.
Not recently.
Tend to sputter in the beginning to get their feet underneath them, and the defense dominates early. But in a regular season game, I'm sorry, defense doesn't win championships, doesn't win a regular season game here, and it doesn't win here. I've got Atlanta with a vastly inferior defense playing Houston,
and
Atlanta will go to 8-4, and Houston will go to 8-4, and it's going to be close, and Houston's going to be still lucky to win this
division. All right, the Green Bay Packers at 11-0 take their perfection to the New York, New Meadowlands
in New Jersey.
To face the New York Giants, who are 6-5 in the middle of a three-game slide. You got the Giants in this one, right?
I have the Packers, actually, okay. So I'll make this the challenge game.
No, I was saying you have the Giants.
Well, you said that we agreed on everything, so since you were wrong there, I figured. So I can trick you into something.
No, I'm my mind is sharp right now.
My mind is sharp.
So anyways, we both have the Green Bay Packers. I don't see did anybody watch the game on Monday Night Football?
I watched every minute of it.
And wasn't it just they look bad?
They
look bad defensively. They look bad on special teams and the defense, and the offense looked okay from time to time, but for the most part, they looked bad too. And Brandon Jacobs is running. Who was it that said? Brandon Jacobs is running like a ballerina. I think it was Peter King. It was Peter King who said he's running.
It's one beefy ballerina.
Well, no, but and that's his point is that in the past, what made him famous is that he just runs over people and batters people. And now he's trying to be elusive and run to the outside and jump over people. And no, just do what you do and run over people. And I think he's right.
Well, that goal line touchdown that he had, he did just that.
That was his one battering ram.
He just slammed it.
Yes.
Yep.
And he needs to do more of that.
Took the snap and just said, I'm going forward, and anybody who's in my way, God help you.
The fact that the New York Giants right now cannot run the football.
Well, here's the deal. They're going to have to run the football. The Green Bay Packers have nothing to play for right now. Nothing. And the New York Giants have everything to play for. This is their Super Bowl. They know the week after that they have the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas.
No, it's human urine.
And no, I have not seen your urine, but what's the question?
There's not going to be a Yos human urine.
Oh, you didn't He's say OC. Have you seen my urine?
Yeah, OC human urine.
Okay.
It's going to be out.
Steven, I couldn't care less who's out of this game.
Ahmad Bradshaw most likely won't be ready again.
Steven, if they have all of the practice squad guys start this game, there must be such a sense of urgency to win this game, that the likes of which they have not seen since the 2007 season.
Victor Cruz didn't practice today because of a hip injury.
Okay, that bums me out for fantasy football reasons, but that sucks. And my complaint with this team has been, first of all, people get off Eli's back. He's played like a stud this year. Yes, he's still a whiny little girl, but he's played like a stud this year. His receivers are acting like the whiny little girls because they can't catch balls. Jake Ballard, every other pass seems to go through his fingertips. I'm fed up with it.
Yeah, which is weird because that tight end was playing some good ball.
Caboose is gone. Who else is in there that drops balls like mad?
Nix is.
You guys are making me so upset. Exactly. Hakeem Nix. Victor Cruz, all these key passing situations.
But they're all very young. You got to remember, outside of Hakeem Nicks, his receiving core right now is extremely
And that's on
young.
The general manager changing personnel all the time and letting your great players go. Which, again, it's amazing that Eli's having
so
the season.
So since their backs are against the wall and this is their Super Bowl, you got the Giants, right?
Well, if you recall, I said a long time ago that the Green Bay Packers weren't going to lose a game.
So you're sticking to that?
Exactly.
Darn it. All right, we both have the Green Bay Packers.
Tennessee at Buffalo.
This, I believe, we're going to have a difference here.
Uh-oh.
Because I got the Tennessee Titans.
Uh-oh. Steven so doesn't want that Philadelphia-Seattle game on Thursday to be the challenge game.
So you got Buffalo.
I got Buffalo, yeah.
I thought you had Tennessee. I'm tricking you again. Except this time you
did I trick you?
You did, actually, this time.
Are you taking Buffalo or Tennessee?
I don't know.
Now you don't know. Oh, my God.
So you got Buffalo?
I've got Buffalo.
Okay.
They're all playing at home. That's all there is to
they
it.
Are. They and, are playing at home. But Tennessee Tennessee can reach Houston. They can reach
I
Houston.
I know. They have a lot to play for.
Yeah.
They have an awful lot to play for. All Buffalo's playing for is pride.
Yes.
But don't underestimate pride with the Chan Gailey run team, Steven.
But A lot of injuries. Just the team. You know, someone got mad at us. Is like, you guys have been saying that Buffalo peaked so early in the season, and now they're playing horrible football. But you forget that they're injured. We know they're injured.
Lots of teams have injuries.
We know, yeah. But
you guys have more injuries than most. But there's teams that have more injuries than you.
Right.
Okay, so quit your whining and start playing football. How have the Houston Texans gone without Mario Williams, the number one defender possibly in the game, the number one wide receiver in the game, number one running back in the game, the number one quarterback?
Do we lose all these and we still win? Do I get right of first refusal on challenge games if you pick a challenge game? And I could say I don't want that to be a challenge game?
If I pick a challenge game, you can shut the hell up. That's what the rights you have. That's the nature of it. I haven't had a challenge game pick in a while,
so
I'm going to kind of enjoy it.
Are you?
Yeah.
I might change my pick, though.
Well, you can change it, but once it's locked, to remind you of the rules.
Before it's locked. Well, it'll be locked when the show's
once
done.
Once the show's done, I will declare it. But yes. Steven has taken Tennessee, and I'm marking that with the Steven color.
All right, Jeff's got Buffalo.
And so
Kansas City, 4-7, travels to the Bears to face the 7-4 Chicago Bears. Right now with Caleb Haney, I don't know what's going on with this football team. But I do know one thing. Tyler Palco-led Kansas City Chiefs are awful. I'll take Chicago. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I got Chicago, too. And look, Haney's going to be fine. He's
going
to manage the game.
So help me if Chicago loses this game. I will hurt somebody.
Well, it's expected to snow there at SoCulture Field on Sunday. Not a cold snow, just, you know, low 30s.
Still.
Kind of snow.
And snow advantage goes to Chicago because they can run the football. Kansas City's
absolutely
got nobody.
Forte is going to make you sorry.
Forte.
Steven, what do you got? Oakland Raiders at Miami Dolphins.
7-4 Raiders travel to Miami where the Dolphins are 3-point favorites.
I'm going to confirm it right now.
Because I have never in the history of my life seen a 3-8 team be favored over a 7-4 team.
Which means I probably made a mistake. And we're looking up covers.com, our favorite place to go. And we're talking about
Miami
at home,
Oakland.
-3. Miami -3. Line hasn't even moved. It opened at -2.5, and now it's up to 3. People are actually sending money towards the Raiders, making the line bigger for Miami.
I don't get it.
Look, this is the Las Vegas Hilton, the Mirage, Caesars, and
no, everybody's got
-3.
I see it.
I don't make this crap up. It may be wrong, but I don't make it up. Dang,
well,
it's still 1954.
I got the Oakland Raiders. I'm sorry. I know Miami.
My webpage.
Miami's playing
it's
good.
Still 1954.
There you go. You have to stay there.
Doggone it. And just have a moment of silence for Liz Hodges and her getting hit by a meteor.
She lived.
She had a big bruise.
That's it. Yeah, can you imagine getting hit by a meteor?
No, thank you.
Just a bruise. Leave me alone.
It was a freaking meteor that hit me.
I know. All right. I've got Oakland. Unless you have Miami. Unless you have Miami.
No, I've got the underdog here, as
well,
do
then
you.
I might take Miami then.
Dude, Miami could beat Oakland. Don't get me wrong.
They might.
They've been playing good football, and they nearly beat your Cowboys.
They did.
And that should be foremost in your
hold
mind.
Hold on. Let me hold on. I got to call
do you want to ask the panda?
Charlie Miller real quick.
Chaz?
Yes, because if she can tell me if she's going to use voodoo on Oakland.
There you go.
Then I'm certainly taking Miami.
Of course she's going
to. She going to do the voodoo?
That's all she sold her soul to the devil.
She sold.
So she could actually watch the Dolphins get to 9-7.
She sold her soul to the devil. Ouch.
I'm just saying.
Is all.
But
they've been doing
really good since I asked her if she was using voodoo.
Voodoo, yes.
And she said she wanted a little doll of somebody.
Yes, she did.
She started it.
She tweeted me that she was in the Canary Islands and therefore didn't have a chance to do voodoo against Dallas. That's why
that's what happened there.
That's what happened there.
Well, they've been pretty dang good since she's been doing her nonsense. But I've got Oakland as well.
All right, we both have
scares
the Raiders.
Me, scares me, the Raiders. Just because, they're Raiders 2.0.
Denver at Minnesota.
No.
Tim Tebow travels to the Great Lakes State. Jeffrey, who do you got?
Denver. Come on. Minnesota's defense, really? Really? Going to be able to come up with something that nobody else has been able to come up with?
Fine. I'm going to take Denver.
Exactly. You're going to take Denver, and you're going to like it.
I'm going to be Jeffrey here. But I will be cheering against my pick, as I will be cheering for the Minnesota Vikings.
Look, you can cheer against a pick and want a team to win. I will not be cheering against my pick, but I will be looking for the Ponder to Harvin love that I want to see continue to roll there in Minnesota. I want to see that franchise.
Do we know anything about Adrian Peterson for this game yet?
I hear he is doubtful for this game, which, again, this has been the season of injury for fantasy football and for the world in general. It's been a very frustrating season, and I do blame it on the labor situation.
Yeah,
you don't have this level of unprecedented injuries or unproductivity.
Vikings will possibly be without Adrian Peterson again.
There you go, just as I reported. And speaking of things I reported, the Indianapolis Colts will not be with Curtis Painter to start. They will be with Dan Orlovsky.
Hold on one second.
And
I had to clear my voice.
Yeah.
The New England Patriots are favored by 20.5 points.
What?
That's right. You heard me correctly. They're favored by 20.5 points.
What?
That's a college line, dude.
It is a college line. That's as college a line as, is it hot in here or is it just you? I mean, seriously, that's such a college line.
Please tell me you never used that line. Did you use that line in college?
No. First of all, I would never call a girl hot in college. I didn't have the self-esteem to call a girl hot.
All right, I was about to say, that is whack.
If I had the self-esteem to call a girl hot,
yeah,
I wouldn't use a line like that. Okay. I'd just be like, by the way, darling, you're hot. And that would work.
Yeah.
See, I've learned enough about women, Stephen, now that I've been married for 25 years, that I could get any woman I wanted.
You could say to a woman that she's hot.
Damn, you're hot.
I'll give you $5. If we roll down to the mall and you just walk up to a cute girl and tell her, damn, you're hot.
Come here, James. Let's see if we can sell it.
Can you sell it?
Come here. By the way, mirror is come here by a drunk guy. Mirror.
I'm like, does he want a mirror?
Right, mirror.
What does he want? Uh-oh.
There,
he's got.
Uh-oh. Here it is, James. Here it is, JT.
All right.
Damn, you're hot.
Damn, you are hot.
He sold it.
That's pretty good.
Except it's not you are, it's your.
Okay.
You're.
Damn, you're hot.
No, he just said you are again.
No, that was your.
Sell it one more time.
Because you're not even enunciating. You're encapsulated in the moment. You're raptured in the moment.
Damn, you're hot.
He stumbled on the hot that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, pretty good. You can do it. And since you're heading off to college soon, you know, you could use that in college.
Because PCC, you know, there's – I'm kidding. Maybe Pasadena City College. I'm kidding.
You're going to PCC,
I
James.
Joke. I joke because I love, right?
Yes.
I joke because I love.
$2.50 for you. All right, so anyways, we both have
community college.
The New England Patriots.
Sure,
there's no brainer. Right, they're 20-point
favorites.
There's
a Brady, there's no Brainer. And there's
no
Painter.
Do you know that originally we had this game on the schedule for us to go and visit?
We were going to travel to New England.
At the beginning, we were like, we're going to New England. We've never been.
Never been to Foxborough.
We're going to get to Gillette Stadium.
Never been south of Boston.
And no.
Never been south of Boston.
Not going to happen.
This year. Once we saw this play out in the Peyton Manningless, I call him Colts 2.0. Because
it's 2.0.
Yeah, maybe they're the beta version of the Indianapolis Colts, the new beta. They've got a few bugs in them that work out. Next up, the Carolina Panthers, 3-8 at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 4-7.
I defer to you, and I'm just going to go wherever you go.
I'm taking Carolina. You're going wherever I go?
Yeah.
I thought we needed to be different so that.
No, we don't need to be different. I want this.
Oh, you
want to
get your picks right.
Games.
That's right. You want to copy me.
Shut up. No, I got the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Carolina at home. You got the Buccaneers? You just said you had Carolina.
I got Carolina. You're taking the Bucs? You're taking the Bucs?
Yes, I'm taking the Bucs.
Oh, dude, that's the challenge game right here. Identified. This Bucs team is a mess.
Really?
Yeah, really. I'm sorry. Sorry to do it to you, but the challenge game will return to your court soon.
Well, I might change it.
New York Jets and Washington Redskins. Cam won last week. Dude, he's going to win two
in
a row.
He won last week, yeah, but
who
was
he
playing last week? He barely beat the Colts. They went to the last second drive and Painter threw an interception in the end zone with 7 seconds left of the game. They barely beat the Colts. You think they're going to go into Tampa and beat the Bucs? please, please make it the challenge game.
Now, do I think that? No.
Please make it the challenge game. Let's get to the Jets. I got the Jets because, look, the Washington Redskins, they surprised me a little bit. They were down 17-7 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, that's why we took Seattle, I guess, because I guess Washington. And then all of a sudden, something bit them or something.
Yeah.
I don't know what it was, but they were like, we can play football.
Snake bit in Seattle.
And they turned it on in Seattle. They outscored Seattle, I think 16-3 in that.
I think 16-0.
16-0 maybe in the fourth quarter to get the win. And I'm a little confused. And even Rex Ryan is saying we got ourselves a battle this week against the Redskins.
Oh yeah, he ain't kidding.
He doesn't say that about anybody. He's saying that about the Redskins.
He says that about the Patriots.
Oh yeah, he does. Because
but he doesn't say
battle.
That about other teams generally. And that's because look, nobody is more dangerous than no bad team is more dangerous than the Washington Redskins.
Yep.
Is that a safe statement? All right,
I would agree.
As we put,
I'm gonna take the Jets though because the Jets have something to play for.
They sure do.
I do not believe the Redskins have much to play for.
And Rex even knows that if they went out, they could be in the playoffs. They could win. So, and knowing, think how much better his team is with them knowing versus him telling them that they're not, and they actually are.
Yeah.
So that there, there's that.
So we both have the Jets there. Baltimore travels to Cleveland to face the Browns. 8-3 Ravens, 4-7 Browns.
How did Cleveland get set 4 wins?
It's
a miracle.
Not the miracle.
Yeah,
they've had, you know what's really caused the demise? Is whatever Payne Hillis's phantom injury has been. They were relying on that running game. That offense relied on that running game because that would then allow it opened up a little bit for Colt McCoy.
Madden curse.
I'm telling you, it's a real thing. People don't believe in curses or whatever, but I got Baltimore. I'm a little nervous at this pick, though, Jeffrey, because the Baltimore Ravens have been notorious coming off of a big win, a big emotional win, and then losing to someone like Seattle.
They have lost games that they never – they've lost 3 games this season that they never should have lost.
That's right.
To teams that you would never lose to. You would never take that seriously. Oh, and what do we have in front of us? A game just like that.
Yes.
And a Carolina team or a Cleveland team that has managed to beat some teams that they shouldn't have beaten.
That's right.
So, gee willikers, and you're in Cleveland, and you're going to be out in, I think there's some weather there as well in the middle of America in Cleveland.
Yes. I'm looking forward to the weather report Sunday morning before the games, though.
Are you on Facebook and Twitter where I tell you?
Yes.
Well, that almost sounds sincere.
It is. You'll tell me, which will make me.
I will.
You know, I made a fantasy football change because of that weather report.
I didn't know that.
I did. And it worked out.
Okay, well, good. That is the point, is it's primarily for fantasy football.
Yes. The other thing I read, which was brilliant for me, I had read about Vincent Jackson going up against the Broncos and how Champ Bailey puts the clamp down on Vincent Jackson, and I sat him everywhere. And I'm glad I did because you know what he got? 2 catches for 23 yards for a whopping 2 points.
Hey, Sam Farmer, I'm going to plug his column that'll be out tomorrow in the LA Times.
Yes.
Talk to Sammy today.
Do it.
He's coming back from San Diego with his thoughts on the LA team. Woo. And I sent him with a secret mission.
Yes.
Find out what the hell's wrong with Phillip Rivers.
Yes.
And he's like, I'll do my best. I'll do my best.
No secret mission. He's not going to accomplish the secret mission. I don't think we're going to hear until maybe summer.
February.
Summertime.
Summertime? We're in
summertime.
Training camps.
Before training camps, like June.
Okay. Yeah, it's summer.
June, like, yeah, like June, he'll say, like, I don't know, I had some surgery on this.
God. I had surgery on my spinal cord. I had it replaced with a rod.
So you
and
got
I'm
Cleveland
fine now.
In this
yes.
Okay.
No, you
well,
did
you just
it again.
Said yes.
You're such a jerk. You don't get to pick the challenge game, so there's no point deceiving me.
Well, but
I'll look back at it and go, that's not going to – I picked what? Okay, I got Baltimore.
So
you got Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Let's go on to Dallas Cowboys, the Arizona Cardinals.
Do we even
Cardinals.
Have to talk about this? I mean, we just did the Cowboys Star Report. Go listen to what
go
we got to
say. Go watch
the
Dallas Cowboys I Can't Talk Star Report.
Cowboys Star Report. Dallas 7-4, Arizona 4-7. Now, this one scares me a little bit.
How is Dallas only favored by 4.5?
I'll tell you why. The past 2 trips out to Arizona.
Past 2 years.
The Cowboys have lost.
Past 2 years, almost all their games decided by 3 points.
And you know why they've lost in Arizona? Because of craziness.
Craziness?
Weird things. Weird plays that you could never imagine.
The spirit of Emmett Smith.
Probably. Probably by wearing an Arizona Cardinal.
How about a high five to a guy who remembers that far back?
You know, and then coming back and
for the Cardinals.
Yes, that was horrible.
It was painful to watch.
In the last two,
it was Joe Montana or the Kansas City Chiefs.
Very
it was bad.
Excited. I may not even watch this game.
Yeah, I'm going to miss the Cowboys game.
Okay, no.
St. Louis at San Francisco. We both got Dallas, obviously.
Okay, good.
St. Louis at San Francisco.
You were talking about taking the Rams in this one.
No, actually, I wasn't.
At lunch, you said something about Sam Bradford might get it together?
No.
Okay.
I was more surprised that Sam Bradford is still really captaining this team that is just going nowhere. They are my number 31 ranked team in my powerful
they belong
rankings.
There. They belong
They're getting healthy, and it don't matter. They're not any better. They're done.
San Francisco 2-9 versus 9-2. San Francisco with a win. Will clinch the division.
And they're favored by 13
you like that little rhyme there? With a win, they will clinch the division.
It was forced. It was kind of like Grandpa Reef, one of his rhymes. I can't tell you a poem. S is for Steven.
So we
for
both.
That's what you are.
We both.
T is for time, because that's what I'm going to take from you right now.
Steven, because you've always been even.
I. Oh, it's spelled with an E. Damn it, I have to go back to work now.
No, hold on. I'll give you the poem
remember
later.
Remember Grandpa Reef? I love him.
The Niners are favored by 13.5. We both like San Francisco. In the final game.
I think I just made Adam cry. I just felt Adam cry. Listening to the show, his grandson, I'm sorry, Adam. I love you.
The San Diego Chargers at Jacksonville Jaguars. Some Monday Night Football on ESPN. For the first time in a really long time, I may not be watching Monday Night Football.
I have Talk Sport Radio at halftime, so
you
I
have
to
watch.
Sound like I know what I'm talking about. So I'll at least record it and then tune in right before.
I may not be watching.
Yeah, San Diego I got.
Sorry, Espen.
Yeah. You guys got screwed.
I got San Diego. So real quickly, what I'm going to do is I'm going to jump on to Buffalo to – remove that from
a possibility
for you.
Okay, you're jumping on a Buffalo.
And there you go. Out. And now, good luck.
Okay.
Because I'll be quite comfortable with either one that you pick.
Command Z. What's that buzzing sound?
Is
that your phone?
No, it isn't, actually.
Why'd you just pick it up and look at it like you're guilty? I don't know. Let's see. Philadelphia, Seattle, Carolina, Tampa Bay. Oh, golly majolly.
Quickly.
These are bad teams. These are really, really bad teams. I will. I'm going to open up my powerful rankings, and whichever one is at the bottom is the one I'm going to take. That's how I feel about my powerful rankings.
Oh, I
want to
see the
strong.
Powerful rankings. Oh, my gosh. Hold
on. So hang on. At the very bottom, you tell me where to jump in. I go Colts, Rams, Vikings, Jags. Isn't Jags
Rams,
one of them?
No, Vikings,
Jags, Browns, Cardinals,
Panthers.
That's the team
lower.
I got.
Yeah.
Wait.
And then keep going. When does Seattle come in?
Seattle's right above them.
So
wait, I've got two teams that are worse than my power rankings? I'm picking wrong. And one of them is – well, one of them's at home. The other one's on the road. Tampa Bay I have – well, because a healthy – we're just finding out about Josh Freeman's problems.
Yes.
Damn. Oh, wow. This is bad, Steven. I guess I should take – Seattle, Philadelphia. Boy. Philadelphia, I
have
19th.
Come on. Do Thursday night. We'll watch it together. Let's watch it together. We have not watched Thursday night football together.
In a week.
Since Thanksgiving.
Yeah. You can't really play that card, can you? No, I'm going to take Tampa.
Oh.
I'm going to let you roll with the Bucks, the sorry Bucks, and I'm going to roll with –
Wait, hold on.
No, you're not.
Hold
changing
on, I'm taking Carolina.
No, I already declared it.
No,
I declared it.
It doesn't matter. This is not declared.
You cannot force someone into a default challenge game.
Yes, I can.
Well, I'm changing my pick to Seattle.
So then, there's no challenge game. That's what you're saying.
No, that's what you're saying because you changed your pick.
Well, you can do that, I guess. I guess.
Okay, and as long as I do that, I am the
challenge.
Wow,
you're not going to make any challenge games for the rest of the season.
I don't have to.
Well, I guess you don't have to.
There you go. Now what are you going to do, Holmes? You might want to differ on me somewhere.
Maybe. So Jeffrey
is dead air is bad radio.
Jeffrey, well, I'm thinking. Talk about it.
Talk about nothing. I have nothing to talk about.
So
Steven,
there are
no games that we differ on.
All right. Then we'll differ on. Then I'll take Seattle.
Not. Oh, dude. I was so excited.
Fine. I'm keeping Seattle. I'm keeping Philadelphia and Tampa Bay.
Okay. Then Tampa Bay is the challenge game. Carolina, I got. Tampa Bay, you got. We should give our most dumbest wager line of the game.
Hold on. No, we're not. We'll write it on the notes.
It'll be in the notes. Go look at the notes, people.
So Tampa Bay, Carolina is the challenge game. Please do not mess up this audio.
Oh, don't worry. It's still rolling,
so are
actually.
You still on Seattle, or have you officially moved to Philadelphia?
No, I'm still on Seattle.
All right. There you go.
There we go.
Saving.
I'm Jeff Ellis.
I'm Steven Miranda.
And we love you. Thanks for listening.
Jeffrey?
Yeah?
Wait a minute. Hold on 1 second.
No!
All right. It's over.
Damn.
NFL Rants and Raves. We're out. Wait a minute, Jeffrey.
No! Damn you.
What's the challenge game again?
James, shut up.
All right.